You just found yourself the most entertaining Iowa podcast in the world on today's show. We recorded this last week, so this was around the betting controversy. Iowa State's going to be without a quarterback. Hunter Deckers is running a Ponzi scheme over there with his parents, and a couple Iowa players in some trouble as well. We talk about what we would have done with that money, a few other crazy things around the college football world. Hope you enjoy today's episode. Sit back, relax, let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Friendship Podcast, and I'm here with three good friends of mine and officially part of the podcast, Gary the intern, now that he has his own little quadrant on the screen. He got all butthurt because he couldn't check out, and Cliff was like, no, you don't get to check out of the screen anymore. So welcome to the big leagues, Gary.
Yeah, I mean, I just the show is not about me. I mean, people come to listen to you guys. So, but if I go to a corner, I have a corner.
I don't know if that's true anymore. Quite honestly, I think they might come for you.
A lot of people are more interested in hearing from you than us bozos.
Yeah, we'll see if that's true when it gets to Iowa football time.
I think it might become more true. Although I will say the Kevin fans drastically ramp up during the season. Hard to compete with X's and O's Kev.
Got to give the people what they want.
And that is nudes of Kevin and X's and O's talk. Speaking of nudes, some guy beat us to what our idea was.
That's so sick. I would just be pissed that I wasn't getting my cut.
Yeah. The residuals, you know, like if you're going to use secret picks of my dong, I better be getting a cut of that, right? For those that have no idea what we're talking about, bring up this Instagram here.
I just sent this to the group about an hour ago.
Yeah.
And it reads, Clemson linebacker TJ Dudley was dismissed for selling pictures of unsuspecting teammates in locker room via OnlyFans. My dude, old. I mean, that is an all-time scumbag move.
Scumbag move, but hey, very entrepreneurial.
But hey, I mean, he probably made a lot of money off.
I was just gonna say, man, this guy had the thought, dude. There's a lot of decent pieces walking around in here.
Got big dongs in the locker room, bro.
I mean, that's a D1. There's a lot of D1 dongs.
That's not just a D1. That's Clemson.
That's a top 10 dong right there. And they're all over the place. Snap a few picks.
Do you assume that Clemson's a top 10 hog squad?
The D-line that they put out consistently. Them boys. I mean, maybe a suspect conversation for us to have, but.
Yeah, I'm surprised the guy's not in prison, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well,
the first comment that has 2,200 likes on it is, that's got to be a crime, right?
It is.
it's it. It's like, why does it feel like a crime? Because it is. It's just illegal.
What are your thoughts? All right, so if this happened to us and we found out one of our teammates had hog shots of us and like ass pics and whatever, and he was selling them on his OnlyFans,
I'd ask how many subscribers.
Press charges, or are you just straight up being like, hey, here's my cut and I won't say shit?
I'm asking for my cut.
Me too.
Now, I will say this. It's a sad world that we've made it to when somebody's making money off of the 5'10 long snapper's dick, you know?
So would you be mad if he was like, actually, no one bought the
He was like,
Nobody bought the Kluver package, actually. I'll just send it back to you.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I can show you the data, but actually no one purchased the pictures of you. So,
sorry to
fuck. I'd be like, damn it. Let me get a better angle next time.
Let me fluff it.
Yeah. Let me know next time. I'll look like it's a candid. We got to up the quality of this.
Look at that gift that they put in there.
Gay.
Huh. Gay.
The comment above that says, damn, bro can't get his bag. Future Northwestern Wildcat.
It's a good comment.
That's all time in a bad way. Unreal. I will say, I mean, it's a clever idea, really using the internet to its full potential. Something. Most likely teammate of ours to have started one of those.
I won't even use his name, but he is on a lawsuit.
So you're going to get someone in trouble now.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure if... Yeah. I mean, I absolutely have a name, but I'm not sure it's a good idea to put it out there.
Right. Really, really tiptoeing with controversy to open up the show there.
Kevin, he wasn't a teammate for long, but you are facts on that. Yeah, Drake, I don't know. I mean, that man would do anything for a dollar. So, yeah, this is a strong way to open up a podcast 6 minutes in, and we've talked about, but what else do you get with the washed up walk-ons?
I don't know.
This is what you come here for.
Do you get this? I mean, you're not getting this from Scott Docterman. I'll tell you that.
No.
You're not getting this from David Eichholt. Those guys wouldn't dare have a conversation like this.
I just thought the funny part of that story is you got picked up by Ole Miss right away.
He must be a good player.
How would you feel if you're like if the allegations are true and yeah, you're on Ole Miss's team? It's like this.
I'm hitting him up like, yo, let's make a deal.
Yeah. If he joins a squad and this comes out, I'm immediately going to him like, hey, how do we capitalize on this? Like, let's be a little bit more low key about it, but let's go after the bag, my man. Let's find a way to do this.
Come to the sip.
The sip.
Come to the sip.
Isn't the lady friend Kev a sip fan?
She's an Ole Miss alum. Yep.
Yeah.
Did she confirm that their football players are notorious for sending out dong shots?
Have no data on that whatsoever. So
we don't know if TJ's a good fit.
Yeah, he might be. No pun intended. Here's some sad news. Share screen again.
Oh.
It's a tough one, you know?
Yeah. That one hurts me in the soul pretty bad.
For the audio people, this is Monty Potterbaum has retired from football.
It came out a couple days ago.
I've been reeling about it.
It just when you have a majestic human like you see here, who was really good at what he did, you know.
Steelers was such a good fit too. I feel like
I mean, he was great the only fullback on their roster, man.
It's like, I mean, he's like, how many fullbacks are in the NFL right now? Single digits?
I don't. Yeah,
no, probably it's more. Probably more than that.
Maybe like, half the teams have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably no more than 30 in the entire league, though, for sure.
No. I was gonna say 15, 18.
Yeah, 20 would probably be my closer guess, but. Yeah, that sucks. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that can you imagine a worse way to make money than playing fullback in the NFL?
Yeah, way worse, dude. They don't have to do that much. They just play special teams mostly.
But man, you're just
when you have to play fullback though.
Yeah,
but in college we had to hit guys like Anthony Walker and guys like who was the cat from Purdue that's still playing. He hit me so hard lost his name. Like, we already played against absolute Super Saiyans. It's not like
but did he hit you hard as Anthony Gare?
Nobody's ever hit me as hard as Anthony Gare.
That's number one.
Ever in my life. Not Bader with a right hand. Not anybody walking this earth has ever hit me harder than Anthony Gare.
Wow. He left an impression.
He fucked me up with ESPN top 10 highlight worthy fashion. My helmet ended up in the fucking Carver Hawkeye parking lot.
They found it on the train tracks.
No, it was a two-a-day, and I got the best of him on the rep. We ran 26 boss, and I just happened to flatline him in the morning. But mine was just like a block where I hit him flat in his chest, and he went down. He came back on a 27 boss with vengeance that I've never felt before, and he put me on his highlight film, probably the number one play.
Still goes back and watches it today, probably.
I would.
I think he's in real estate now, down in Texas.
He is.
And I don't know why we haven't had him on the podcast.
I'll hit him up. I still talk to him on Instagram.
He would be a phenomenal – one of the most well-spoken teammates.
He's a really cool guy.
Yeah, one of the coolest, most diverse, well-spoken teammates we've ever had.
I'll hit him up. I'm actually texting him right now. Hey, we're talking about you fucking me up on the podcast. Come do one with us.
Come join us sometime.
Is it like, if you want to give the audience like a play comparison, is it like Jadeveon Clowney hitting what's his name in the Outback Bowl? The Michigan player?
The quarterback or the running back?
The running back.
This one was like, I had more of a chance than that running back did, though. Like, this was especially embarrassing because I had a way better opportunity to not get fucked up than that running back did, and it was bad.
Fair enough.
He would make an incredible guest. We're going to have to – yeah. Not Sunday. I will not be back in time to record Sunday. I mean, you guys could record if you wanted to, but
the inmates running the asylum episode would be
I think at this point, Gary, since you have the capability to hit the record button, and you and Drake have done it multiple times on the DHT, it's no different. I mean, Kevin can hop on if you get Anthony, great. If not, you guys can just do a normal episode. But I will not be back in time. I will be on my way home from Madison, Wisconsin. I'm going to poison all the food at the Badger camp in Madison, Wisconsin.
Do that. Do that. Give them all gut rot.
Yeah. I'm going to find a way to sabotage the Wisconsin Badger camp.
Dude, I really wish I had access to that film of that hit. That would be
I bet if you texted Woods,
we could probably text Wallace and ask Wallace him if he could find it.
Yeah, they could find it pretty quick, I bet.
It was 2015 camp, night practice of one of the two a days on the far field going towards the woods, towards the train tracks.
With those parameters, they could probably find it in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Monty not going
to
be playing.
So sad. I can't wait to have him on for a multitude of reasons, and one of them is to ask him.
He's hard to get hold of, man.
Why he did the room like that, man?
He doesn't seem like a huge podcast guy.
No, not at all.
Correctly.
No, he really doesn't.
I met him for the first time at Benjamin Neiman's wedding, and talk to him for a bit. He's a really cool guy. Seems like a guy that would be easy to have a conversation with. So I think we could get him.
I think if he was going to open up for any longer than a 10-minute interview, it would be our, I mean, that's the point. That's why we do this, is I think it would be with us. So I've reached out to him. He doesn't post to Instagram. I don't think he really gets on Twitter. So we'll find a way to bring him on. Kev, you look stressed over there. What do you got going on in Coralville right now? You're muted. I don't think
still muted.
Is he's muted?
Still muted.
Yeah. It's been a long day.
Been a long day.
Yeah, been a long day.
Okay.
We won't ask any more questions.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not going to talk about it. So yeah,
I was gonna try and come up with something funny. Nothing came to mind. I honestly, I felt bad because I just don't. I can't relate. So Monty's not going to be playing. Another guy who's going to be out for a little bit, evidently. What's this about Riley Moss?
What happened?
Well, he didn't practice the other day, but they said it was like on purpose. I think they were just, you get like days off from what I understand and train camp. And I think that was just his day off. It's like him and like Frank Clark didn't practice.
Wow. So he rookie and a vet.
Yeah. Well, from, I mean, I only know what like Twitter tells me, but apparently Riley's been doing pretty well.
Riley is a hell of a football player. Just a football player in general. He's a go after it kind of guy.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's I'm excited. Like, as a Broncos fan who happened to look into, now there's three very talented.
That's pretty cool.
Hawkeye players who have all been on the podcast in the past 6 months. Yeah. It's pretty cool to watch, and I think they're all gonna hopefully contribute to the success of the team in the spring. Maybe we reach out to some of them and they help the boy here get to the Broncos Bears game on October 1st at Soldier Field.
We'll get you there somehow.
Maybe someone helps me out.
Get you there somehow.
Says on Twitter, they reported today, and that's what I saw in the message. I didn't know if it was special information or not from the inside, but no, it's on Twitter. He's got a sports hernia out for 4 weeks.
Oh, what?
Riley Moss? That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
I didn't see that. Who tweeted it?
The Broncos. Stevens?
Mike. What? Yeah, the
Broncos tweeted it.
It's a video of Sean Payton.
That's not good. I did not see that. My apologies.
Wow, now I'm crushed.
Those do fine. I mean, he'll miss camp. He'll be back by week one. He'll be fine.
Crush, you're super out of shape, and he's a rook.
It doesn't help. It's not what you want, but
mental reps. He'll be fine. He'll be
all right.
Mental reps.
Coop. You know, their camp started today, I believe. They checked in yesterday to the hotel. The social media team does a little bit more these days than they did when we checked into camp back in the old 2013-2014 era. They got the boys walking in. They look to be in high spirits. Coop DeJean wearing a Riley Moss jersey.
Looked great. That orange was beautiful. It really, really accented the eyes. Looked good.
I might fall on the wrong side of this. I believe that unless it's your boy, I think wearing jerseys is weird. But unless it's your guy,
I am straight on the same path as you here, dude. We're walking hand in hand on this one. It is weird to wear another man's jersey, another man's name on your back. Like, I understand it. When I was a kid, I used to do it a lot.
As a kid, like, it's fine. Yeah.
Once you what is
the age limit at which you're no longer allowed to wear a jersey of another player?
I think once you go to college, dude.
I'm gonna say once you become an adult, like once you're out of college, once you're out
whatever
of college,
your so threshold,
and adults. You're going to like the, say the Hawks game, you can't wear like a number 12 jersey for Cade or
I'm cool.
I would say a non-personalized jersey. It's just a team, just a jersey of the team. I think that's one thing.
Yeah.
I'm wearing another dude's name on your back weirds me out.
We're dead on the same page, Drake. I don't even expect other people to agree with me or to be in the majority. It's just this inner feeling I have. Unless, like, I would rock a Josie Jewell jersey. I know the guy.
See, I would frame it.
spent, and I would rather frame it as well. But if I was gonna, if I had to, let me wear a jersey of a guy that like I put in work with, sweat, grinded, sweat equity, pushed a prowler next to him, earned my respect. I earned his respect. There's a mutual, hey, we were boys. We're on the same team. We're teammates. That's the only way I'm doing it. Otherwise, as a, like for me to go out there and throw on like a,
like Joe I really like, yeah, Joe Burrow. That's a great right. guy. I love Joe Burrow. He's the man.
Right.
That's as far as it goes. Like, yeah. I watch him play. I don't know. But we're definitely in the minority here.
What people if it's just like a t-shirt? What if it's like a t-shirt jersey? Like, you know,
sure.
It's the their name on your back.
Yeah.
I think wear as many jerseys as you want. Have fun. Be passionate. Hey, I like be passionate about things. Well, it's cool to be passionate about
passion
things.
Passion is cool. Passion is cool. I agree.
This could be one of those things where, again, we've talked about it. I disconnect. I'm not a real fan.
Okay. So is it just the jersey and the name on the back? But what if like a certain athlete has like a merch line? Is it weird to wear that too?
I think it's less weird to support.
Yeah. If it's not, again, it's the name on the back, right? So like if it's just
what if it's like their logo or something?
If they've got a logo and it's like on the pocket tee. Sure.
Because I wear Nike logos and everything else.
I mean, Drake, you got freaking Coach Wallace's face on your chest.
Right. That's
but we made that, and that's because we genuinely love this guy.
Right.
It's not like a an outsider's perspective fandom thing about some guy that they like dream about.
Right. Like Drake wouldn't
watch
wear
in the stands.
Drake wouldn't wear a t-shirt with Dabo Sweeney's face on it.
No, I'm wearing this because I genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, love this human being, and it feels much different. But hey, I'm not even saying I'm right. I don't. I probably don't even think I am right.
Because, same.
Like G-Bone said, at the end of the day, who gives a fuck? Have fun, love your team, et cetera, et cetera. And I can't argue that point either. You same. Just won't catch me with another dude's name on my back.
Same.
All right. What about
this? Is the most agreement we've ever
this,
been on her
this. Back. This conversation is interesting, maybe, but then it's still a possession thing.
What'd like, you say? If it's a woman?
If it was a woman. If it was a woman.
Wearing the jersey or if you're wearing a woman's name on your back?
Woman wearing the jersey, like woman wearing a Joe Burrow jersey.
I was thinking about it like me wearing a woman's athlete's jersey.
Yeah. Either way.
Drake is I'm a big 18
Rose Lavelle jersey.
I'm a big 17, 1800s guy where women were property. So yeah, I think that's okay.
Jeez. What about like if it's
Gary just blows right by that. That's a joke.
Here's an alternative. What if it's Sunday at the Masters? I wear red polo, black pants.
I think that's
Tiger Woods.
That's I'm cool with that, G Bone.
You might as well be putting his name on your back, though.
I'm on the opposite side of that. You are King Dick Rider if you dress.
Okay,
like
you're right. Now you're right, actually. Kluber,
so you think
right.
What is it? Fucking Halloween.
I just put myself in that situation. Just took the fucking thought right out of my brain. Initially, I thought costume, and that's why I said yes. And I'm like, wait, it's Sunday at Augusta. This is not Halloween. I'm an adult. Take the goddamn red off.
Take what, Tiger's dick out of your mouth.
What better way to tell everyone around you who you're rooting for than red polo?
Everybody on the course was rooting for him.
That's true. But how many were wearing red polo, black pants?
Here's the thing. I look at it as and I know this is weird, and it's like some –
Our insecurities, Kluber.
No, I don't think no. I'm actually going to flip it on its head.
Some psychologist is going to tell me it's because I'm weak.
I think there something is insecure about your own identity in some weird way if you're trying to rep somebody else. Like, you're trying to – like, you're not cool. I don't know.
What about like, what do you guys think of like super fans then? Like, what do you think of like Chiefsaholic dresses up as a wolf costume and wears the jersey?
I think, to be quite honest, I think super fans are fucking losers, but that's just.
Well, Gary, you just asked the guy who thinks fans in general are weird. So, you know,
Or like
if you base your identity on your fandom of 18 to 22-year-old kids, hey, you fucking loser.
What do you think? Like 90% of this podcast is
no.
Legit Iowa fans. Who do you
legit Iowa fans?
They're not either being fan and having your identity based right around your fandom of this one team that in reality you don't have affiliation with except for your fandom.
Yeah. It bloat like.
But you got to remember, Gary is King sports fan.
So I know, like, and I know, and this is hitting
Gary right in his soul.
Me and Gary are on opposite sides of this thing because Gary is like entrenched in sports, man. He's in the kitchen. He's in the kitchen. Check out the podcast. He's all about the sports, and I'm very much not about the sports.
Would you wear a CrossFit Games jersey?
No.
But you did wear a lot of CrossFit merch.
Sure. You know, something that says CrossFit on it, but not I wasn't showing up to the now, granted, because
you used to have like Froning shirts. And
yeah, you had like 4 Froning shirts.
Not true. And none of them said his name on the back.
Did they say his name somewhere?
A logo, but yeah.
Okay. But I think the super fans are cool. I think they're I think it's hilarious that
what is cool about them, Grant? Tell me.
Well, first of all, I think it's hilarious that like a dude will like dress up in the full thing, and then on Monday
it's hilarious.
Like, he's your accountant. He just goes back to like doing real estate. I think that that's awesome.
You're on my side of the argument now. You're explaining how goofy this shit is.
Well, I didn't call them. I said it's funny, right? Like I can say someone's funny, but I'm not saying they're like the biggest loser in the world, like you said.
Why is it funny though?
Why is it funny? Why is like
what's the heart of it?
Why is Mark Norman stand up funny? Like it just is.
That's a completely different thing. It's in this instance, it is funny because this man has no connection, yet he's put everything, his entire emotional well-being into something that he has no control over, and that's what makes it comical.
Well, isn't it like of all things to be obsessed with? Like the NFL has to be like one of the better things. And like, you could be obsessed with a lot of things. You should be just saying like, this guy at least just really likes football. He could be, I really like something that's actually like dangerous.
Sure. You know, if we're going to put it on a spectrum, it's better than like being a super fan of crack cocaine, you know, or beating women.
But have you had crack?
I can't say I have. No.
You might have a different opinion if you'd had crack.
I'm sure
I can't confirm or deny, but you might have a different opinion.
Well, relatively speaking, I'm guessing that's not going to go well if you're crack cocaine's number one fan.
Gary, I'm with you on this one. There's such a lack of passion in this world. Let's not demean the people that are passionate about the things they love. And I'm sure that they have. I'm sure there's no real examples of people that care about only their team and nothing but their team. You know, these people probably have families at home that they love.
I hope so.
And they probably bond over their shared love of their team, right? Just let people enjoy things, man.
Yeah. Again, I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying this is my opinion.
I was only on the opinion of the name on the back. I love loving things. I just don't place my whole identity into it.
Like, who's the dude at the Lions? He dresses up like a lion with like spiked shoulder pads.
Loser.
Well, the guy at Penn State with the shoulder pads and the white face thing, like it was cool to see as a player because it's like, oh, there's that guy I've been seeing on TV for all those years. But
so are you gonna be careful now? What about Hawkeye Elvis?
No, I don't even have anything bad to say about it. I was just pointing out that. I was pointing out like the instances that I even recognize, like, whoa, that is an over the top. Like,
I love hockey.
That's that guy. Like, yeah, that guy has been known for 20 years.
I'm sure that guy is a relatively normal human being Monday through Friday, right? That's just his thing. He has fun dressing up for the games.
Like I said,
isn't Hawkeye Elvis a lawyer?
I believe he is. I believe he's like, yeah, I think he's a super like.
Do you imagine you show up to your case and Hawkeye Elvis is on the other side? You're screwed.
If he's dressed like Hawkeye Elvis, holy shit. There's a little bit something goofy about it to me. Again, I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying it's my opinion. With the name on the back thing, Drake, you know what it is, I think, for me? Is I think when you do that, you are putting this person on a – like, the nature of that is you're putting this person on a pedestal, right?
I just think it's – I'm Drake, dude.
Right. I
have another man's name on my back.
I don't
– It's probably insecurity, bro.
It probably is. You're right. We need therapy.
I've needed therapy. I've been to therapy. I've had therapists tell me they can't even help me.
I know. You've run through – You've run through therapists like Mandingo.
Carmen, call me.
Coolest one's the – I like the Sea-Hulk. I think he disappeared for a little bit, but the Sea-Hulk was cool.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What do you think he's like? I mean, do I have to was Sea-Hulk not a good enough like painting the picture?
Like no. A blue Hulk?
Yeah, like basically. He's the Sea-Hulk.
And he was a super fan of who?
The Seahawks.
Okay.
Good to know. I did not know.
Sounds that. Like a loser. I will say this. We were talking about the Lions or the what are the super fan for the Lions. Do you guys catch the not leaked footage, but like the behind the scenes of Jack Campbell's combine interviews? That's good stuff.
I did not.
No, I did not get a chance to see it.
He just always knows what to say. He just says the perfect, like, I love football answer every single time.
Yeah. Let me see if I can get this to play audio here.
Okay, if the Lions are tweeting this, I'm not exactly sure it's leaked.
No, that's why I said it's not really leaked. It's just footage.
Chris, Jack, you're going to sit right there, bud.
I'm going to get right into football, man.
Yes, sir. I asked you, could you play wheel? Is that a thing that you would be up to?
I'll play anywhere,
love it. And what about on ball, Jack? Are you primarily off ball backer?
I've never played on ball, but gotcha. I would definitely go fuck balls of the ball and like just give it a shot.
I'll definitely just go fucking balls to the wall and give it a shot, man.
I mean, I'll do anything you want me to do on a football field if you're going to pay me to do it.
Yep.
There was another one where he was. There was one of Sam Laporta on here too. Let's see if I can find it.
How much of a lock is Jack to play this year in one of their three linebacker spots?
I think
he's probably going to start.
Guaranteed.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. He's like the fifth favorite to win Rookie Defensive Player of the Year.
Really? Oh.
Well, yeah, he was like the fifth defensive player drafted, so that's how they usually
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find the one of Laporta, because Laporta was impressive in his interview, man.
He's been getting first-team reps as well.
He has.
Of course he has, dude. He's way bigger than I thought he was.
Yeah.
When I saw him in person, he's stout.
Man, I wish I could find it. He goes in there and I don't know if this is just who he is or if he was like, if he had kind of prepped. I know they prepped for those interviews a little bit, but they asked him, I think they asked him at the end of the interview, why should we draft you? And he was like, he took a second. And he's like, I'm a locker room guy, and I'm a damn good football player. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, just, like, took a second. A lot of people would be quick to speak, you know? And he took a second and was just like, I'm a damn good football. It was, like, it was powerful. He fucking rocked that interview. And there was some other stuff that came out around the Jack Campbell stuff, and they basically were talking about how he is, at least from the guys that – they interviewed, he absolutely set the bar unbelievably high as far as like football knowledge and just like football IQ. They were so impressed with him. So cool to hear.
You can't get to the football that many times without having a pretty damn good football IQ.
Without knowing something about football. Yeah. You're right. Be a good time to. You guys been doing any betting lately?
Interesting.
It's not football season, so that's gonna be a nay for me.
And what's actually funny about this exact question and this scenario and this timing is that I sent a very nice four-leg parlay to the group chat on Saturday night that was an absolute success, And nobody bet it because the two guys who usually are looking for the bets are like, hey, sorry, can't bet it.
That's true.
Is sports gambling legal in Arizona?
It is.
What stopped you from betting it?
I don't do it. I'll place a bet at a sports book, like in Vegas, if we go somewhere to watch. Otherwise, I don't do it.
So you're just anti having the apps on your phone. You want a paper ticket type of guy.
I just don't want to be a sports bettor because I know how, like, viciously addicted I've been to fucking poker in my life.
That's true.
I don't need that. I've literally just blocked that as an option. It's just, dude, I'm not downloading the app. Nope, not doing it.
That's good self awareness out of you, Drake. I'm actually really proud of you for that.
It is.
Thank you.
I do love the paper ticket though.
The paper ticket's phenomenal, and I'll bet plenty if I'm at, like, when I've gone to Vegas with Kevin for however many times we went there, 3-4 times we went there together. I'll always sports bet with him and his dad, and we'll throw in parlays together and stuff like that because that is genuinely fun, and it's like.
Sitting in the sports book watching the games that you just bet on with a paper ticket, that is significantly more fun than, you know, just throwing it in a $20 bet at home on an app.
Right. And
100% agree.
You do it occasionally and it makes it that much more fun.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Well, it's
a lot of players around the country are not in the same boat as me, though.
Well, it seems to be like a lot of players it's tough out there, you know.
Iowa State's quarterback.
Yeah, you know, Hunter Deckers. He's not just him. I think the two most notable names here are Deckers, and there's one from Iowa as well, Aaron Blom, backup kicker.
There's two from Iowa.
And Aaron Ulis, who used to play for Iowa basketball, now is a Nebraska Cornhusker. Put down a shitload of money over the course of.
I will say, though, my only opinion on all this is that if you're going to gamble on the games, I think, like, Aaron had easily the most money out of all those guys, like 10x more.
Yeah.
Like, just go for it. Might as well. Like,
if you're going to do it, go
work. Yeah. Like, it's you're giving up all the NIL stuff anyway. Like, let's try to make some money from this. Let's do it.
And maybe he bet that much because he was winning, right? Like, maybe
like Hunter or whatever, his like average bet was like $7. Like it was like $7.50. Like,
yeah.
I don't think that's enough to be like, let's risk my entire career here.
So reviewing documents and the complaint.
Stupid
against
is what stupid does.
That'd be like if I got caught, Tyler Kluwer caught for betting, made a $10 bet on the opening sportsbook casino last year, put down $2.50 on. They went big on a Iowa under. Blom was betting the Iowa unders, which I think is smart money. I'm not sure that's gambling.
It's an investment. I think
that's just following statistics, you know. For Decker, the allegations were underage gambling, breach of university and NCAA policies, using the identity of another person, unfair wagering and conflict of interest, betting on Iowa State sporting events 26 times, one of them on football. Wagers routinely and consistently placed by Decker's personal iPhone, 366, 297 of which were underage sports wagers, totaling more than $2,800, tax implications, and knowingly and intentionally falsifying electronic sports wagering records with intent to deceive.
Yeah, it's the trying to cover it up, can actually carry criminal charges.
Yeah, that's
the
bad
way
part,
more bad than the actual crime.
And I love nothing more than watching Iowa State's quarterback go down in flames.
There's gonna be a few Iowa guys too.
That's okay because it's Iowa State's quarterback. It's just like the face of their football program.
I gotta say, the implications for Iowa State's team, I mean, I looked at Iowa State's depth chart earlier, and Deckers is supposed to be the guy. I mean, this is like if Cade Mack was about to go down on gambling charges. Let me pull it up here. That is, I don't yeah,
you're
think
looking
I was,
at a, you're looking at a permanent NCAA ban.
His eligibility is toast.
He's getting the Pete Rose, dog.
Loss of eligibility. Completely. And I think they were really high on Deckers. I think a lot of people saw him as a potential like a high draft prospect in a couple years.
Rest in peace to your football career, you stupid fuck.
Okay. Quarterback, they have redshirt junior Hunter Deckers. Behind that, in their second string right now, they've got Rocco Becht, who's a redshirt freshman. And then in the third string is J.J. Cole, who
Which one's like 6'11"? One of them's crazy tall.
Is J.J. Cole their beefcake?
No, J.J. Cole is the true freshman that just came out of Ankeny, like a big-time recruit. I think he went to Elite 11, and they got him over like a bunch of people. I think he had an offer from a few SEC schools, tons of offers, and Iowa State got him. They're going to be going to a guy regardless of where they go. If this Hunter Deckers thing goes down and he loses eligibility, I have to imagine even if he doesn't lose eligibility, there's got to be some type of
suspension.
Yeah.
There's got to be literally zero.
There's a 0% chance he's playing week two versus the Hawks.
He ain't playing versus the Hawks.
I think 0% chance he doesn't lose his eligibility.
I would think so. It sounds like
I'm pretty sure he got criminally charged.
Like, yeah.
Right.
And they came out with a statement of like innocence, like they're going to plead not guilty. And everyone on Twitter is like posting memes of like,
pretty sure his mom said it was like a silly mistake or something like that.
I don't know if that was them. That was somebody else. Okay. That would have been like
somebody's
the Iowa
mom, somebody's mom said that. And
yeah.
Like, silly is not the word I would use for it.
Something about, I couldn't find it on here, but something.
I would start with an R.
Something about it said like his mom and dad like helped him cover it up, or they were like complicit in the deception. What are we doing? You know?
I can't imagine.
If I'm being honest, though, I would lie for my kid too.
Would you set up the account for him to break the rules in so that he can permanently lose his NCAA eligibility?
Oof.
Yeah. No, I didn't think so. No, yeah. It's complete brain dead decisions by anyone who decides to do this.
I don't think Iowa State was projected to do a lot this year anyway.
Yeah, it's Iowa State.
But without their, you know, a returning quarterback who they felt pretty good about, I think, on the field, that might be a tank season for them.
I don't know. What if J.J. Cole comes out of nowhere, dude?
Could. And he could, right? I don't know what they got around him, but
nothing. It's Iowa State. They fucking stink.
Yeah, I hope we beat him by 50 this year.
Did you see the video of him at a bar doing like $500 handshake bets with sorority girls?
Excuse me?
Handshake bet?
Yeah, here, I have the video. I pulled it up just in case. It's kind of funny. Here.
This is...
He's like, here, let me unmute.
What?
He's clearly hammered, but...
Yeah. Here he is at a bar making a bet not on his app.
$500.
That what? 100 Deckers?
On the fucking week two game.
$500 that you're going to beat us? You're going to beat us.
Duh.
Oh.
What?
Save it.
It's being said.
No, save it. Don't post it, though, because it's technically illegal.
Even as a drunk fuck at a bar, save it, don't post it. No, it's
oh wait,
it's technically illegal.
Oh my fucking god,
man! If there's never been any more damning evidence than what we just saw right there,
it's like he knows. He knew it was wrong.
He absolutely knows the rules.
Even when he's hammered, he knows it's wrong.
Guy is 10 beers deep,
which
and
he should, because the compliance people and the coaches. Hammer it. It's like, do not bet. Don't even do a March Madness pool. Don't right. do anything like Super Bowl squares. None of it.
What about handshake bets with sorority girls? Did they mention to not do that?
They didn't mention it specifically, but it's implied, man.
So was that an Iowa girl? Because they said week two game.
Yeah, I don't. Was week? Did they play in week two last year, or was this? Or they put in week two?
We play in week
ago?
Two this year.
It might have been week two or week three last year.
Last year,
I
want to
say it was week. No, it had to be week two last year.
It was week three last year, I think, because I think we – or no.
No, it was two because our kicker didn't play after that, who was betting on the games. But, no, yeah, I guess – yeah, it was probably an Iowa girl. So, who's like also Sherlock Holmes. She's getting to the bottom of these cases. She knew before.
Honestly, it's a great bet on her part because there is absolutely no way in which she could collect. Like, what is he gonna do,
smart.
Right?
Yeah. Very smart.
Betting guys who aren't allowed to bet money where
it was week two, so it must have been some Iowa chick.
Well,
wow.
They did.
Which it makes sense. I don't that video just makes
that was not something that I'd seen, but that is unbelievable. He goes from like this big, like so confident in everything to dropping his voice going, save it, but don't post it because it's illegal. Technically.
Oh,
here's a. I want to ask you guys a question about this because you guys obviously played Division One.
Yeah, hardly, but yeah.
I have a number in my head.
Yeah.
Of what percent of schools I think 100. Also have players gambling?
Yeah.
What out of like what is there? What is like 132 FBS teams? What number do you think has at least
131 teams? I'm telling you, there's no less than 110 teams that have a single guy that's placed a bet.
Are you saying place the bet in general on sports at any point in time?
Yeah, like one kid has a FanDuel account. Or
It's going to depend state to state because most of the country still does not have sports gambling.
Well, I guess that's true. Some of them couldn't even
The legalized states then.
In the legalized states,
I'm going to say it's very high.
90%.
Yeah. I was going to say like every school besides like, I don't know if it's like, if you told me BYU had no kids doing it, I'd be like, okay, maybe.
Yeah,
otherwise, I think it's every single one.
I do not think Iowa and Iowa State are the exceptions here by any means. If you did a deep dive into every state that has legalized gambling and you looked at every roster and you did like a forensic audit on their phones, I'm pretty sure you'd find at least a couple guys on every single team.
Yeah,
because there's idiots out there, right?
It's so mainstream now.
It is. It's super mainstream now. You see it everywhere. If you watch any sort of sports coverage or football coverage on TV, they're talking about the game. They have the lines listed. Pretty much every single sports commenter like takes a side on the line before the game now. Like
it's part of the broadcast. I'm pretty sure the NFL is sponsored by DraftKings.
Yes.
Like it's
something like that.
Yeah. I mean, they're in cahoots. They're together.
They want because it drives ratings, right? Gets people more involved. And at the same time, you know, they speak out of the side of their mouth like, we don't really condone sports gambling. It's integrity of the game and stuff. Yeah. But it's just one of those rules. It's like, you know, you're going to get caught. Like, this is not going to some bookie in the alley with a,
which I will be for any Iowa players that's still with you. I will do that.
Grant has offered his services under the table, no paper trail, no electronic trail. Grant is willing, G-Bone from the Washup Walk-Ons is willing to personally bookie anybody in the Iowa City Coral.
If it keeps the players away
from the portal, or it brings them to the university. Maybe it's like, at the end of the tour, they're like, also, here's Grant. He has he does a special service that I'm not allowed to talk about.
But
one of our 6'7", 300-pound offensive linemen owes you a few bucks. What are you going to do to collect on that guy?
I send him, first of all, I ask nicely. I say, please. And then I have a... I like draft maybe for, well, honestly, I don't want anyone of my players to get in trouble. So maybe I would just,
is it a 3-step process? First, it's just like a text. Then you send him like a collection notice. And then third, you have like someone, you hire Drake to come be your enforcer.
Yeah, potentially. Or maybe I would just be like, I draft like a tweet of just like screenshots, like anything.
Yeah, leverage collateral.
Yeah. But I wouldn't want anyone to get in trouble. And that's the point of my service.
But you could hold it over their head.
I could, but I wouldn't.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that would.
But again, this whole sports thing is gambling thing is not new. Like there was that Arizona State sports shaving scandal. It was probably 20 years ago now.
Pete Rose.
Should be in the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Be in the Walk-On Hall of Fame.
You know, it probably was a lot harder to catch back then because there was no
FanDuel. There was no registering with your social security number for the account.
Yeah. Your phone number, your email. It's like,
they'll never find me.
Yeah.
It's crazy. From places the public does not have access to. Gee.
Aaron Ulis, I mean, his number was $34,800. And Kevin and I had a little back and forth on Twitter about how many burritos we could have bought with that amount of money.
Well, what if you doubled it? What if it turned?
Well, and that's the thing. Maybe he, again, if he's winning, maybe he started with like $2,000 and he built that thing and he really took, 200 burritos and made it into 3,400 burritos.
That's what I'm saying, where it's like, I'm not condoning it.
I am.
But if I were, like in the sense that I'm not condoning that the Iowa players gamble.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if you do, just go all in, make a lot of money while you do it.
Interesting.
Well, it could have just been money pushing back and forth, right? He wins it, bets it, loses it, bets the original amount, wins it, bets again.
Well, it
could be the same $100 that you bet 30 different times or something like that.
True.
Yeah, I think it was in the 200s. Yeah. So
it was $2,800 and he placed 327 bets.
This is a lot of money still.
I mean, yeah, it's almost $3,000. But again, like Kevin said, it could have just been $100 and you just
pushing it back and forth. Like you go into the blackjack, you win a hand, you lose a hand, you win a hand, you lose a hand, you win a hand, you lose a hand. Over the course of the day, you could have bet $30,000, but it's been betting that same $100 all
right.
Time.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. The I don't know where this is going to come. I mean, Blom is, I think he's probably done too, from what it seems like.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a few more guys that are on the radar. I know Noah Shannon.
He came out and said that he was part of it. I don't know.
I think the big thing that the NCAA is good is if you bet on any of your own school stuff, that's going to be a big no-no. And if you bet on your own team, automatic done.
Yeah. I mean, he bet – one of Blom's bets was the Iowa State game under –
yeah, and you can't do that as a fucking kicker.
Yeah, which he didn't play.
If he did? Because he used to do the long field goals.
He had two. Because they took him out.
No, he did not play in that game.
I you can look, or maybe it was the year before then. He had two field goals in a 10-7 final.
No, it was the game finished 24-21 or something. The one that he bet.
Oh, was it 2021? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My apologies.
But I will say this. If you do want to bet and you want to break the rules, then you should use the Walk-On's new title sponsor, Betfred.
Oh!
Welcome to the show. Jumping on for the season. And I think we're working on a 12-month contract with them. And of course, if they're going to do 12 months, they're going to want to be on for next season as well. So we could be looking at a two football season year deal here. Betfred has jumped on. We had DRF, but the boys have now moved up to Betfred. And like we said, we will sell it to anybody. And at this moment, it's Betfred. So Betfred is the new title sponsor. We will probably have new graphics where we can throw them up as part of the sponsorship team. We're going to be doing some
pork producers.
The pork producers were never title sponsored. They have the Betfred has taken title sponsorship, big boy money. And I also want to tease that we have partnered for the season with a collision center.
Really?
And we're going to be doing the collision of the week in our post game recaps, sponsored by them.
I cannot wait for this segment.
So
college and NFL collision of the week, or just
we can make it whatever we want. We just have to mention their name.
Okay.
So we've got a couple things down the line here. Super excited about that. I believe we've hit the tipping point. This the off season gets real long through the summer, and I can see the
ball on tomorrow.
I can see the back end data. And Tristan Wirfs' podcast obviously killed, right? the episode we just released with the Iowa depth chart, where we went for like an hour 20 and we talked about Harbaugh and Fleck and all that, but then we got to the Iowa depth chart. The Iowa depth chart episode is doing 20% better than the Tristan Wirfs episode.
People are excited. It's football season again, man.
And I think I think Big Ten media days turned the table. People finally got into that mode of like, okay, we're a month out. I'm ready to be flooded and consume every piece of Big Ten Iowa football content there is. And
yes,
we are also on pace. I just looked at the numbers for this year. If we have a season like we did last year, the last couple years, podcast-wise, listener-wise, and I think it's going to be a bigger, we will break 1 million downloads in a single calendar year for the first time.
Let's go.
So that's pretty cool.
Shout out to the walk-on army.
That's really cool. And then the last thing I want to – that's actually sort of – I want you guys to sit and fathom that for a second. 1 million downloads in a calendar year.
It's a lot.
That's – I think that's like in the podcasting world in general pretty respectable. Like we're not Joe Rogan doing 11 million per episode, but 1 million a year.
Yet.
And then last thing – and you guys are listening to this on a Monday, but today or yesterday, we released the Titan U Nashville vlog that Gary G Bone G String has been putting together. He's been slaving away. We haven't let him eat or breathe for the last month. He's been working on this.
Real skinny now.
Yeah, he is. And he needs replenished with fuel and nutrition. Several people were like, Gary needs a raise for this thing. For the people, the Patreon members who got to see the vlog already because they're exclusive members and it's live for them, as well as the barn, Kittle barn gym tour. They're like, Gary needs a raise. Gary needs more money. And so I decided that from now until this time next week, I only put up 48 hours on Twitter, but I'm going to change it now. You have another 48 hours from the time you're listening to this on Monday. Any washed up walk-ons, Patreon subscriptions, go to thewashedupwalkons.com. You'll be able to find our exclusive content through there. Sign up. Any subscriptions from now until next Wednesday at noon, that money will be going straight to the Pay Gary Fund for creating our off-season content.
Ooh.
We've already collected almost $400.
Add away, G-Bone. Ooh.
So we've got a little G-Bone fund.
Wait, so it's like monthly, like each month that they pay?
It'll just be the initial investment.
Pay.
I was like,
maybe
oh,
we can negotiate. Maybe we can negotiate on that. But this is our way of, this is a unique way to get people signed up for the Patreon to open their eyes to the cool perks over there. And eventually their money will be going to the Children's Hospital, helping kids with presents around Christmas time and extra podcasts for them, the DHT access, all of that. But also a unique way for us to pay our intern.
Yeah. And the Patreon's cool.
Patreon's, it is really cool. And actually the DHT, for those who are interested in that extra live podcast this season, you're going to be getting live DHTs and at least one live weekly show, the Walk On Live weekly show, where Gary and I hop on and we just do a fan led, you know, breaking Iowa news, what's going on the day, what are the fans
want? Come debate any college football with me.
Anything. You'll be able to hop in. It'll be like coffee with the walk-ons for 45 minutes to an hour each week.
Potentially, if me and Drake ever get going, there's been discussion too of two DHTs a week.
Yeah, so
you get double the episodes, almost more.
Double the episodes, and then in season, potentially, there's just a lot going on. So the Patreon's more than worth it, and if you like what Gary's added to the podcast, if you like how he's added to our brand, we talked about it in the beginning. People come for him now. Consider donating and helping Gary buy a beer or an appetizer here and there. Right? So glad you guys listen. We were going to do a top five breeds of dogs, but Drake's internet crashed. Kevin has to go save the world somewhere. So we appreciate you guys listening. We will talk to you again soon. Until then, peace.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.